outsider thing, but you don't know people, so you're relying on other people to give you names to be the head of this, head of that. And by the way, we had unbelievable people. We had to, look, I rebuilt the military.
Yeah, but your critics say you had plenty of personnel mistakes.
No, of course, but everybody does. Obama had. What about Biden? Look at the people running this Biden thing. The difference is I fire people. I fired Comey. I got rid of him.
You didn't fire Christopher Wray.
Well, I you know what? At the time, I don't know. Let's see how. Let's see what the final judgment is. But I didn't fire Christopher Wray. I didn't fire people I would have. But I fired a lot of people. You know, I had turnover. They have no turnover right now.
How do you know if you get back in, you don't have a network of people around you working against you?
I will. And so will anybody else that gets in as a Republican. These people are sick. These are sick people.
But do you feel better this time around because you know what to expect?
Well, I also know people that I didn't know before. I know now the smart ones. I know the dumb ones. I know the weak ones and the strong ones. I know tremendous amounts of people that I know will do a great job. But I was different. When I didn't like a job that somebody was done, I fired them, just like The Apprentice. I said, you're fired. You have to go.
What about some of your former officials? Do you see them being in this next cabinet? Mike Pompeo, for example.
I don't know.
John Ratcliffe?
He's fantastic. I mean, he's a great guy. John Ratcliffe has done a great job.
Yeah. Dr. Ben Carson?
He's done a fantastic job.
So you're expecting them to be in your cabinet?
Some of them, yeah. I mean, if somebody did a good job, I would do that, yeah.
Donald J. Trump yesterday on Fox on Sunday Morning Futures. Coming up, you're going to love this. There are some great poll numbers just in yesterday. We'll unveil some NBC polling numbers. You would not expect them to have a good poll for Donald J. Trump, but they do. We'll enlighten you coming up in the next few minutes. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
It is Super Bowl week in the Valley. Both teams landed in Las Vegas yesterday. The San Francisco 49ers are 1.5-point favorites over the Kansas City Chiefs. UNLV men's basketball has strung together three straight wins after beating Wyoming over the weekend. The Runnin' Rebels play the next two on the road, beginning with Albuquerque on Saturday. The Lady Rebels improved to 9-1 in the Mountain West with a win over New Mexico on Saturday. They're now 19-2 overall. Finally, going to have some Golden Knights hockey this week. They'll begin the second half of their season tomorrow night when they host Edmonton at T-Mobile Arena. The LA Lakers take on the Hornets in New Orleans this afternoon. You can catch it all on our sister station, 106.9. The Bomb coverage starts at 3:45.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right.
Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show.
Our friend Bridge Colby will be on the scene with us to talk about the China-Taiwan situation. U.S.-China policy, a big part of the 2024 election.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
You may not have any experience dealing with car wrecks, but Lerner & Rowe does. After your car wreck, you need an attorney to make sure your interests, like car repairs, medical bills, and lost wages, are protected. Finding the right attorney is actually easy. Just look for reputation, experience, and results. Lerner & Rowe has thousands of five-star reviews, decades of experience, and we've recovered billions of dollars for our injured clients.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state settlements. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
When planning a celebration of life for yourself or a loved one, there are no dress rehearsals and no reset buttons. That's why getting every detail exactly right the first time is so important. When you plan with us, you're choosing a partner defined by professionalism, compassion, and attention to detail that is second to none. And we stand behind that promise with a 100% service guarantee. We're Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
See associate for details.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And, of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
So far, it's looking like necessary precautions are being taken up and down our Valley Freeway system right now. But because of the wet roads, there are no accidents actually on the freeways. Still working one on the west side, though, on the Decatur on-ramp to get onto northbound 95. Still have that left lane blocked there on the ramp from Decatur to northbound 95. And now a new wreck near the airport at Paradise and Sunset. Rain in the valley, not just today, but pretty much most of the week. Cooler temperatures today, though. We're only going to top out in the mid-50s this afternoon. It's 46 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Normally, I would say consider the source, but it's not often that you see an NBC News poll that is positive about Donald J. Trump. This was Meet the Press yesterday. Steve Kornacki, their numbers cruncher, unveiling a new NBC News poll that is great, great news for Donald J. Trump. This is Cut 6. Go.
These are some truly stunning numbers.
They really are, Kristen. And let's just start with the bottom line. When you ask folks, hey, if it's the general election and it's Trump versus Biden, in our poll, Donald Trump now leads Joe Biden by 5 points. Compare that to the last time we polled back in November. Trump was ahead then, but it was only by 2 points. And it's even more significant when you look at it this way. Over time, we have been testing for 5 years now, going back to 2019, a Biden-Trump matchup. Remember, 2019, 2020, Joe Biden led. He led big in every single one of our polls. For the first time in November, Donald Trump pulled ahead in our poll, and now at 5 points, this is the biggest lead NBC has ever had in 16 polls for Donald Trump over Joe Biden. And, of course, undergirding all of this is this question of he is the incumbent, Joe Biden. We ask voters, what do you think of the job he's doing? And look at that, Kristen, 37% approve and now 60% disapprove.
And we should say that is the lowest approval rating since former President George W. Bush's second term.
Yeah, and it's put that in further context, too. Bush in his second term wasn't running for re-election. Yeah. Here's the presidents who were running for re-election in our poll starting their re-election year. What was their approval rating? Bush was over 50. He won. Obama was almost at 50. He won. Trump 4 years ago was 46. He lost. Look how low Biden's number is compared to those predecessors at this point.
Their number's all much bigger than President Biden's.
It shows you the improvement Biden has to make here in the coming months. The issues that are driving this, too, the economy, no surprise. We've been talking about it. But look at that advantage for Trump, 22 points.
Wow.
And securing the border here, folks, a very important Trump with a 35-point advantage.
The economy is so striking, Steve, because jobs are up, inflation is down. Voters aren't giving him credit for that, clearly.
Yeah, there are a couple areas in here, I think, where Democrats see potential opportunities to grow Biden's support. Certainly, they are hoping the economy, folks change their perceptions of it and start rewarding Biden for it. That's what they're hoping, certainly. How about this, though? Also cautionary for the White House. Go back 4 years ago. It was two folks in their 70s running, Biden versus Trump. And we asked then, did the candidates have the necessary physical, mental capacity? It was about even, 41-38. 48 now, you ask it, 46% say that Donald Trump does, just 23% when it comes to Joe Biden. Think of one of the central themes of Biden's campaign in 2020. He said he'd be competent. He said he'd be effective. Folks said they believed that in our poll in 2020. One of the big reasons Trump lost, but now complete, total reversal. 48% say Trump competent and effective. Barely a third say that for Biden.
That's right. He said he was going to bring stability back to the White House.
And now he's the incumbent, and folks are maybe looking at him and maybe looking at Trump as not the incumbent in a different light here. Just a couple other things to get through on the foreign policy. Again, Israel, Hamas, center stage in the, you know, in the world picture right now. Overall, big disapproval for Biden on foreign policy, particularly on Israel, Hamas. That's particularly acute among the youngest voters, 18 to 34 year olds. We have them tied, Trump versus Biden. And a lot of those Biden voters, 18 to 34, they say they don't like Biden. They just don't like Trump more.
It's this type of erosion among these key groups that really worries Democrats.
And it is the area, too, we say, where Democrats think there might be opportunity. They think they can get more young voters motivated to vote, maybe not by being for Biden, but by being against Trump. This is one area they think they can improve on and maybe make this race a little different. But the other one to key in on, too, independents. Trump, look at that, with a 19-point advantage. Also, keep in mind, that shows you a lot of independents look very open to potentially another choice if something were to emerge. And also among white voters, Trump with a big lead. Black voters, Biden with a big lead. But want to point this one out, Hispanic voters.
Wow.
Trump with a 1-point advantage. We've been asking, would those gains he made 4 years ago stick? Our polls suggest they certainly have, and they've maybe grown. And we did ask this question, Kristen. If one of these cases this year ends in a conviction, a felony conviction for former President Trump, would that change your vote? 45% said the next scenario, they vote for Biden, 43% for Trump. This is also something the Biden campaign obviously hoping for, although it's a long history in polling of asking folks about hypotheticals and them actually reacting a little differently when it actually happens.
That's Steve Kornacki, the NBC director of politics and the kind of the numbers cruncher. But a great poll. Again, polls are snapshots. And I'm not trying to make more of it than we should. But remember, this is NBC with a positive Trump poll. That doesn't happen very often. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show.
Our friend Bridge Colby will be on the scene with us to talk about the China-Taiwan situation. U.S.-China policy, a big part of the 2024 election.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Smoky Pig Barbecue, 725-777-3988. Make the big game in Las Vegas a special event with Smoky Pig Barbecue. We have special tailgate packages for any size event. And best of all, you know your guests will love it. Smoky Pig Barbecue, 725-777-3988. Why stress yourself during the game? You can just sit back, relax, and watch the game with your guests. Smoky Pig Barbecue, 725-777-3988. Or online at smokypigbarbecue.com. .net. We got you covered.
The question always comes up, where to take your vehicle for reliable and trustworthy service. Whether it's repair or just maintenance, I know just the place. Meineke Car Care. Meineke Car Care is your one-stop shop for total car care. They handle engines, brakes, oil, tires, and yeah, they do mufflers too. Each Meineke is independently owned and operated. That's why I trust them to handle the maintenance of my personal vehicle. Meineke prides itself on providing exceptional customer service. Go visit Meineke.com for a location near you and schedule your appointment today. Trust your key with Meineke, doing car care right. Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In our ongoing war, and let's face it, we are at war with Iran. I don't think there's any question about it. You heard from Admiral John Kirby earlier in the show about what's next in the war with Iran. I want to take you to Cut 5. This is Lindsey Graham, and he has been a highly critical voice against the Biden war strategy, that it just makes no sense at all. In fact, he was on Fox News Sunday yesterday. Listen to Lindsey Graham from South Carolina.
Our American troops are in harm's way. If the goal is to deter Iran, you're failing miserably. If the goal is to protect American troops, you're not achieving your goal. If you've convinced Iran we don't want a wider war, they believe you. Oh, I don't want a war with you. They got the message. What they're not afraid of us. They were afraid of Trump. They're not afraid of us. Look what happened in Afghanistan in 21. Look what happened in Europe in 2022. 2023, Hamas attacks Israel. It is not working. We need to change our policy. People are not afraid of us. This idea of hitting hundreds of targets, it doesn't matter. The only Iranian we killed in Syria, Iraq, or is some dumbass that doesn't know to get out of the way. We gave them a week's notice. So if there are another round of strikes coming, I hope they really will hurt Iran in their pocketbook or kill their leadership, because if you don't, nothing changes.
All right. Both you and the admiral have served in uniform.
Yes.
You understand the risks of, you know, getting more broadly involved in these things. Do you think there needs to be a request from the White House for authorized use of military force?
Absolutely not. The admiral's dead right. President Biden has all the authority under Article 2 to protect troops in the field. To those who want to get it approved by Congress. Every commander in chief can protect our troops. They're over there to prevent ISIS from coming back. They're just not on vacation. They're not hanging out in the Mideast. They're there to make sure ISIS and Al-Qaeda do not attack us here.
Okay.
Iran is trying to drive us out of the Mideast, and the response we're giving is inadequate to the task. They do not believe or fear that we will hit what matters most to them, their oil infrastructure or their leadership.
Okay. You guys don't agree on that, but you do agree on the AUMF. Okay, so I want to get to this. You have spent a lot of time in the region, obviously. You have met with Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Yeah.
Our administration is pushing for talk of a two-state deal, which he clearly does not want to have. Reuters also reporting about conversations that former UK Prime Minister David Cameron, now the Foreign Secretary, has had. They spell it out this way. He told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to, quote, start talking about the things a Palestinian state can be rather than things it can't be, reiterating a British support for a two-state solution. What should our position be?
I think it is irresponsible and dangerous to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state until you first achieve peace with Israel. It would be like recognizing the Germans in the middle of the Holocaust. On October the 7th, there was an attack by Hamas that killed 1,400 Jews. They raped women, put babies in ovens. We will not reward them for that attack. I've been working with the administration. They've done a very good job of trying to get Saudi and Israel to end the Arab-Israeli conflict. We need to deal with the Palestinian issue, but nobody in Israel is going to recognize a Palestinian state until there's first peace with Israel. Nobody in Israel is going to reward this attack. Nobody is going to give the Palestinian state after being slaughtered by Hamas. So to my friend David Cameron, who I like a bunch, it is a horribly bad idea to talk about a Palestinian state unilaterally granted until there's first peace and security with Israel. You've got it backwards. So nobody in Israel is going to recognize a Palestinian state until Israel first has peace and security, and that's the way it should be.
Lindsey Graham yesterday on Fox News Sunday with Shannon Bream, I will simply tell you that I think I don't always agree with Lindsey Graham. I really don't. But in this particular case, he's exactly right on the money. The Biden administration has been too weak, too long, and others are taking advantage of it. It's just horrible what's going on. And I fear that we're being sucked into a war with Iran. We will have more strikes, most probably tonight. I fully expect that we'll have news of more strikes. Maybe outside of Iran, maybe inside of Iran. Don't know. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Don't forget Wayne Allen Root coming up at the top of the hour as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Court, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, the Senate bill, which Mike Johnson is saying is dead on arrival, they finally released last night details of the legislation that deals with border security. And in fact, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, said in a scathing new statement, said it's worse than he expected. He said, "I've seen enough. This bill is even worse than we expected and won't come close to ending the border catastrophe the president has created." As the lead Democrat negotiator proclaimed, under this legislation, the border never closes. And if this bill reaches the House, it will be dead on arrival. Those are the words of Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House. This bill is going nowhere fast. Johnson said in a statement on X, essentially echoing the comments that he made before the bill's release, but now that the details are out, he says it's even worse than he expected. And again, this is the Speaker of the House. It'll be interesting to see what happens from here. I'll be honest with you. I'm not optimistic. We've already got a bill that the House passed, H.R. 2, which actually would fix what is clearly broken. What Biden and the Senate Democrats have come up with is something that simply will not work. It's not going to work. I'll ask Wayne Allen Root about this. I'll also ask him about the Grammys. And by the way, I really enjoyed Trevor Noah. I thought he did a nice job as the master of ceremonies, so to speak. I liked it. I don't agree with some of the political stuff that, you know, the rants, but I thought on balance, good show. I liked it. Stay where you are. Wayne Allen Root is next as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Raise your kids.
Do you have a toothache? Don't worry. Happy Smiles Dental Group has appointments available on the same day. Call 702-476-6767. They are open Monday through Saturday. They take most insurances, including Medicaid. They also have a denture lab on site where you can have your denture repaired on the same day. Other services include braces, implants, crowns, veneers, and more. Call 702-476-6767. 6767, located at 2585 South Jones Boulevard, corner of Sahara and Jones.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it?
When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas, locally owned and operated.